Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. I'm back. Sorry. Had to deal with some business. We say hello to Sean Henry, CEO of the Nashville Predators, who is with us now, because I would not miss an interview with Sean Henry. How are you, Sean?
Well, I was a little sad when I heard you were missing out on us, so I'm glad you're back in. What a good surprise. Good walk-in music. You know, life is good, despite the score last night.
Yeah, I know. But you know what's – and I know nobody wants to talk this way or hear this. I mean, it was a good game, played well enough to win. Unfortunately, it just didn't go that way. But when you watch this team and how they have played as of late, it's fun, right? I mean, of seeing just how competitive these guys are.
Well, you win 5 out of 6. Heck yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, right.
And like you said, the games have been fun. I mean, you know, who's scoring, how they're scoring, getting contributions, you know, up and down the lineup. Both juices are playing just incredibly well. It has been fun, really fun.
You knew when you guys signed him, Steven Stamkos was already going to go to the Hockey Hall of Fame. You saw him early in his career in Tampa, but to see what that guy has done, having a terrible, as he would probably put it, start in October and November, to then almost be at 40 goals on March 27th is absolutely remarkable.
It really is. You know, I hope he gets to 40, if not more. I think Phil is going to flirt with it, if not get there. And it's fun to see. Whenever you have, you know, two scorers, you know, hitting high numbers, it's fun to watch them drive each other in a really good, healthy way. And after one of them scores, I like the reaction of the other guy, you know, on the bench. So it's the team is having fun, and you see that, I think, or I hope you do.
Yeah, I definitely think you do. I'll give Joe the honors of tomorrow night in being Mike Fisher and Carrie Underwood bobblehead night, because I know he has an affinity for Mike Fisher.
Well, he should. Really, both of them mean so much to the organization. I mean, Carrie has performed solo, I'm guessing, probably 8-9 shows here. And then has hosted the CMAs in our building, gosh, had that 10 times, if not more. So there is contributions on the ice and in the community. Hers in the building and in the community really make them a pretty important couple to our franchise.
Did you two arrive at the same time? You came in 2010, right?
I came in September 2010, and Mike came in late January, early February of 2011, so the same season. And he, you know, catapulted us to our first ever second-round appearance, and then obviously our second-round appearance into the Stanley Cup. And he was our captain then, and then came back, if you remember, in the middle season of our President's Trophy year.
Yeah, is it – can you put in words what he meant and still means to the Nashville Predators?
You know, I wasn't here when Forsberg, you know, allowed his team to trade him here. That was a pretty big day. And Forsberg was one of the greatest players, you know, in history of the game. Unfortunately, he was hurt when he got here and didn't play a lot in the playoffs. But I put Mike in the same way. I mean, he wanted a trade here when it looked like Ottawa was going to maybe go into some type of rebuild. He asked for the trade here. This is where he wanted to be. And then he re-signed here twice. I mean, it really means a lot when one of the league's marquee players says, this is where I want to be, comes here, helps the team evolve on so many fronts, in the community, what we're doing for players' health, obviously on the ice, and then resigns here twice and has been such a strong alumni member, you know, revolving around youth hockey, what we do, you know, from a foundation standpoint. And it's fun when you see him in the building, it just lights everyone up. It really does. We had a celebration of life for Sheila Crisp last week or 2 weeks ago, and no surprise, Mike was one of the first people there.
He's such a good dude. You know what? I was at a game recently in the crowd, and there was two people there. They were from Bowling Green. It came down. They're watching the game. First game they've been to Preds game in years, and you guys did the live shot from the hospital with the young kid that was going battling cancer. And to see their emotion, Sean, in the crowd, and to see that, and they're like, oh, I had no idea they did this. It went far beyond just like them seeing that. Like, they were interested about getting involved and all that. Was that the goal for all this, to bring awareness to the foundation and to make these young men and women who are battling their, you know, this, their lives every day, to just let people know how much people love them?
Yeah, now, you know, there are, I guess, 4 individual call-outs during a game. The military, 4 military hero of the night. We have our teacher of the night, we recognize. We have our employee of the night. Oh, I'm sorry. We also have a youth hockey player of the night. And then, of course, put a spotlight on a child and family that are going through a tough time. Because if you can take the energy of, you know, 17,000 people and throw it on them, it's always emotional. It means a lot for them. It really does. So part of it is just taking our game's energy and making, you know, 4, 5, 6 different people feel really good each and every night. And then the other part is bringing a little bit of awareness to everyone can get that same type of recognition in their own way. And that was really a Mike Fisher thing of, if we all do our own part every day, Nashville's a better place to be.
Sean Henry is with us, CEO of the Nashville Predators. How, you know, we talk about the passion of this fan base. I mean, how excited does it make you all when you see people talking about the GM search and tweets about that and asking, hey, what's the latest, and showing how excited they are while also supporting Barry and what he's doing with his team right now?
I think it's what makes us so unique as a sports market. There's a reason our players love playing here. The reason why Barry wanted to come back here is the reason I absolutely love it, and my family does, and why you guys do. You know, our fans care about the team. They care about the people around the team. They care about the future of the team. And that manifests in a lot of different ways, sometimes in an angry email or passionate text or tweet, and sometimes just, you know, rah-rah. But you bring all that together under one, it all has one meaning. Everybody wants us to be bigger and better than we are today, and that's a good thing.
Well, and I know that search is ongoing. Notice I didn't ask you, hey, what's the latest with the GM search? I tried to be creative there.
Well, you can ask me.
What's the latest with the GM search?
It's ongoing. And the next time I'll talk about it is when we announce
them. Well, man, that's great. You burned him. Well done.
Know. I set him up for it. That's what friends do, right?
Well done on that one. Here's the dumbest question of the day you're going to get asked. Are you guys, and I know this is the answer already, but you guys are already planning like you're making the playoffs, right? I mean, that's already a given.
Well, I'm hoping we're making the playoffs, and I won't be surprised when we make the playoffs. And we always plan for the playoffs as far as what are we going to do next, here or there.
Right.
Obviously, there are a lot of things you got to plan literally months out. Like, we bring in a lot of dehumidification, extra refrigeration for the building. We order that in December. And you know what? If you don't make the playoffs, well, you pay for all that equipment anyway because it takes about 2 weeks to get it installed, but you got to get it in advance. You know, some of the giveaways, you know, that we'll bring in for the playoffs, if we don't play that many games that we plan for, you know, they, you know, forward on to next year to some degree. Some are, you know, dead in the water on because they literally say playoffs.
Right.
And with the year on it. But, you know, yeah, of course you do. And I mean, I'm pretty good track record. You know, it's my, I guess, 16th season. And I guess we missed the playoffs 4 of those 16 years, which makes it a lot of fun. And, you know, when you do miss them, it gives you opportunity to rebuild the team a little bit, like the past 2 missed playoffs did. You know, we got, you know, really good draft picks. We kept all of our draft picks the past 4 seasons, which has allowed us to really start stockpiling, you know, prospects at a really high level. I think we have 30 to 33 picks over the next 3 years. I think 16 or so in top 100. I'm really excited about the future. And, you know, Adam could pick this up in his segment coming out of it. That, my gosh, the Preds, they are they bad for 15 years in a row. When are they going to just suck forever? Hey, Adam, we're not going to.
Get it? Yeah. I'm here for all that. Guys, yes.
Look, missing the playoffs 2 out of 3 years is a big setback. The last time we did that is, you know, when we traded away some of our, you know, fan favorites and veterans and got players back like Yonkrock and Philip Forsberg, and then opened the gates up for Roman Josi and Ekki and the stars that we all fell in love with in the teens into the 20s. And I think you're starting to see that emerge right now. So,
look,
and I'm only joking, Adam. I love your commentary.
Well, I was going to throw this out there because, you know,
I'm only joking. He's not listening.
I'm sure. I'm sure he is. I'm sure you have heard Big Joe's support of Barry Trotz that if you know when you guys make the playoffs, that Barry Trotz just needs to walk around Bridgestone Arena with his shirt off, basically pounding his chest of I showed you.
Yes.
Barry has said to me that I don't think anybody wants to necessarily see that. That was his response. But maybe there's something fun we could do with Adam when the Predators make the playoffs.
Oh, I know I'll have fun with it. But just so you know, Barry Trotz was in my office right before this, pumping me up for this, you know, like
okay.
where he started his a hype club, and neither one of us had a shirt on. You were... So we're getting ready for the playoffs. We're practicing for you guys.
Look, I need him with like a big gold Preds chain just walking around like,
I'm telling you, Sean, what's up? If he does this, it'll be the number one story forever with sports teams. General manager, who people got mad at, makes the playoffs, and he's going to walk the entire concourse, the entire game, not just one period, the entire game.
Well, I'll take a step further. Every year we make the playoffs for the next 10, 15 years, he should do the same thing. Because his first year stepping in the role, working side by side with David, he peeled back a lot of fan favorites and veterans to get some really good draft picks. And then we missed the playoffs that year. The next year, surprisingly, we made the playoffs earlier than we thought. Again, we didn't trade any assets. You know, we kept who we had. So we kept all of our draft picks. The next year, we missed the playoffs. Again, traded a few players out to stock and pile more. What he did at the draft deadline this year, I knew it was a genius. I really did. I mean, he kept some pieces, traded away some pieces. So it kind of protected us on either way. But it was really about clearing the decks to let some of our budding stars start getting some, real playing time and meaningful slots where they should be. And I think the results speak for themselves. So ideally, this does push us into the playoffs. If it doesn't, it takes us as a franchise a step further to where we want to be.
Yep, I totally agree with you. Sean, appreciate the time as always. And we will be watching and be there tomorrow night.
All right, when you guys sign up at 3 o'clock, you want to hop on over. Barry and I are practicing some body art if you want to join in.
we'll be right there. We'll bring the paint.
All right, guys. Hey, tell Ricky to stay away from my car, too. Only have security.
I will.
The weirdos.
Thank you, Sean.
See you guys.
See ya. Oh, the inside joke is lovely.
Oh, it is. It is for sure. I appreciate Sean for joining us. We'll come back with celebrity birthdays. What day is it? And wrap it all up next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.